This is Jerry Blumberg.
Yes, be yes. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. 2 Corinthians 1:20. There are many jokes about all the words women say in the course of a day. We can chatter on about nothing with a close friend, speak in shorthand with our daughters, or slip in that tidbit of good gossip over lunch. Yet, words last forever. They just hang out there for all to hear and remember. In fact, once that story pops out of your mouth, there is no taking it back. But more importantly, we want our word to be believed and not discredited or questioned. When we make promises or swear an oath, our reputation and integrity are on the line. It reminds me of times in the past when I used to chair meetings. When I called for the vote, an exact tally of ayes and nays gave credibility to my leadership. If there was a miscount, or worse, fraud, the whole organization became suspect. Recently, I promised a neighbor that I would pray for her house to sell. It sold the next day, and she tells friends that it was because I prayed. I better be sure that prayer follows that promise and they are not throwaway words. I know that a broken promise wounds like no other because it compromises a trust and takes a long time to regain the previous level of intimacy. In this passage of Scripture, there had been some communication problems in the Corinthian church. Paul wants them to understand that they can count on him because his words are true, that when he says yes, that is what he means, even more so with our Heavenly Father. Pay attention to your words and promises. Let your yes be yes and amen. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.